Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA Part 2 Faculty of Social Science. Now, the next character of loyalty is General Canning. Addressing Oracle, General Canning, to be pronounced Canning, is a slim man of about 60, very well preserved, intensely neat and self-contented. His eyelids droop slightly, but his eyes are keen and his expression astute. We are not told anything about his army career, but here he is known as a racing oracle. He is very fond of races and he advises people about the horses they should back. He maintains that the horse is a noble animal, more so because horses had saved him many times from death in battle. He is proud of his knowledge of horses. Anti-Semitic. When Winsor consults him regarding the theft, we realize that he has no sympathy with DeLavis because he is a Jew. He does not attach any importance to the loss sustained by DeLavis, and his first question is whether DeLavis was pressing the matter. He begins the investigation with a mild rebuke to the Jew, asking him to leave the matter in his hands, but he and Winsor do very little to find out the thief. Under pressure from DeLavis, he advises Winsor to call the police. He is afraid that the police inspector may suspect someone in the house, and therefore he wants Winsor to raise no suspicion in the mind of the police inspector when he comes. When Inspector Reed comes, Canning and Winsor prevent him from searching the house and examining all the guests. Canning suggests to the inspector to get the numbers of the stolen notes from Kentman, who had purchased rosemary from DeLavis. Loyalty to Dancy. When DeLavis tells him that his idea is that Dancy has stolen the money, he is very angry that his Jew should suspect a soldier and a gentleman. He presses him to withdraw this outrageous insinuation and have some regard for his host. When talking to Dancy, he happens to touch his sleeve and finds that it is wet. This makes him almost sure that Dancy is a thief. He tells Winsor about his suspicion, but the two decide to keep quiet about it. They silence DeLavis by giving him a threat that if he makes this accusation before others, they would prevent him from becoming a member of the jockey club and may even get him expelled from the clubs of which he is a member. Thus, Canning seals a thief because he is a Christian and an ex-army officer. Because of his blind loyalties, he backs a lame horse. Conflict of loyalties. When 3 weeks later, DeLavis openly accuses Dancy of being a thief, the general does not disclose the fact about the wet sleeve. He joins the other members in getting DeLavis expelled from the club. But another loyalty now comes to the fore. Against the Jew, he is prepared to support Dancy, but in case the honor of the club is involved, he must give up Dancy. His loyalty to the club is more important than his loyalty to other official, brother officer. He tells Dancy, this accusation was overheard by various members and we represent the club. If you don't take action, judgment will naturally go by default. So Dancy must bring a suit for defamation against DeLavis and prove that his insinuation is wrong. Is he honest? The case Dancy versus DeLavis starts. Dancy does not produce Canning as his witness, but he is summoned by the court. This makes Winsor and Margaret nervous. They are afraid that if he is asked about the wet sleeve, he might speak the truth. Margaret says that the general is as honest as George Washington, but Margaret is extremely partial to Canning. The general suspects Dancy but keeps quiet about it and instead threatens DeLavis. Was this honesty? If the general had been an honest man and had cared for justice and truth, he would have called Dancy aside and asked him to restore the money and apologizes to DeLavis. Canning's blind loyalty to a brother officer at the cost of truth and justice ultimately led Dancy to his doom. When clear evidence of Dancy's guilt is found, Canning says, I have been afraid of it all along. He now throws Dancy overboard and justifies Twisden's decision to withdraw from the case. When Colford protests against this, Canning tells him, you don't understand professional etiquette. He advises Dancy to quit the country and, with the help of his letter, get a job of the Spanish army. But he does this not so much to help Dancy as to save the honor of the army and for avoiding further scandal. Is he a man of honor? This apostle of his spirit, he cops an upholder of the honor of the army, conducts himself in a disgraceful manner. When D. Lewis comes to Twisden's chamber, Dancy's guilt had been established and D. Lewis was triumphant. But instead of gloating over his triumph, he ran to Twisden's chamber to warn him what he had overheard, that a warrant has to be issued for his arrest. Instead of trying to extract his money and his costs, he tells them that he does not want even his own money back. He is the very picture of forgiveness. Dancy stands dumb, but it was Canning's duty to reciprocate the gesture of D. Lewis. He had abused D. Lewis for nothing, so if he had any sense of honor, he should have stood up, shaken hands with D. Lewis, apologized to him and asked for this forgiveness and thanked him for his kind gesture. Instead of that, he remains stiff-necked. This shows that he has no real sense of honor. If General Canning had been a wise man and had not been blinded by his false loyalties, things between Dancy and D. Lewis would have been settled long ago, and the former would not have lost his honor and his life. Thank you. This is the end of character, General Canning.